She remained basic condition continued relationship with Hitoshi May, May, June 9th, 1985, and Sunday continued.
Because anyone who cheats, any human being, whether it's a Jew or a Goy, even in the ruling, that's what the Rambam says, so it's either the Tosi, the Abbas and Shem, Koloi Seile, Koloi Seobel. And what, how does Winkelis translate for Israel? Well, Kolmidishka, any kind of cheating. Any kind of cheating. Any kind of cheating. An artifice. A cheating comes within Kolmidishka. So the question arises, how does the Shmuel allow it? All right, it's a question. It's a question. It's a question. But it's not so question. So Rabbi Shmuel says, even the Israel has no schools, either within the Israel or within Yaakov, still there is a hector for Besni to be born of Baki. Be born of Baki. You know Rabbi Shmuel, but Akiva in there ain't born of Baki. You are not allowed to be born of Baki. You can kill your Shashem. That is. Now, I have another question. Why does Rabbi Akiva say, in the Bunyan of Rabbi Akiva, you can kill Hashem? Oh, I did more as the Kasha, telling me to kill Hashem, would be Hashem. Boy, it should be also without recourse to kill Hashem, because of yes, but I have another Kasha. Rabbi Akiva doesn't answer it because of Gezel, per se. Because of what's in the third reason, but because of through Hashem. So you should say, Right, in those days, he didn't have newspapers, he might have been passing it to the whole world. But there was still a Chil Hashem today. Chil Hashem is by far much bigger, you see. It's espousing the whole world. Even on the moon you could do that. So, but why does Rabbi Akiva say, do you love boy Akiva with the Kiddush? In boy Akiva with the Kiddush Hashem, you should say it in Russian. So, there is a very simple text. Now, the Gemara says, Nine, another days, nine of this, after she meters and the whole of this of Tiho, the Hicha to Marza, the Tamarza Acha. So, then, Hanil had also yodded, when Haiva Dura Basso, Avari had also yodded in the Edre, Omar Abin and Tosso also yodded Masha. Tanya, the pink of the Yoyer in there, the walking she is Shil Hashem, after Avidose also. So, what is the pink of the Yoyer say? What does Pinchas ben Yoyer say that the walking she is Chil Hashem, even the baby does. So it's mashma only when there is a Chil Hashem. What is the walking she is Chil Hashem? In other words, when it's likely that the going, the hoping will find out that the Jew found it, he didn't bother to return it. It's Hashem. But suppose it's not likely that the Goyim will find out about it. But suppose the Jew returns it, then there will be a Kiddush Hashem. Everybody will talk to you, see. The Jews are nice people all. After all, if they return, then he's not appropriate to return it. But there is a Yerushalmi. You will see it. You will see it. Now, Turi Sakum, Chitur Meilo, is analogous to Abeyi. Abeyi doesn't mean that care if you find it in the street. Suppose you gave, let's say, an Akum, you gave, let's say, a dollar, and you said to him, I need change of a dollar. He says, I have no time to count. Make sure that you give me a dollar, not less than a dollar, not more than a dollar. And that he gave him. And then after he went away, so he counted up, and he found it not a dollar, but $1.10. So it's like I did this one. He told him, oh, I've been handsome. So it's like a bigger sack. So he told some of that. So he told some of that. So the Yerushalmi in Mitzias mentions a story that Shimon ben Shotach sent some of his Talmidim to buy a donkey for him. So they went to a certain Arab pagan, a Shmeli, I think, hobby, and they bought a donkey, and they paid the price for the donkey. Then they brought back the donkey. So the mouth of the donkey, they found diamonds. They told it to Shimon Shatah, absolutely, they found diamonds. So Shimon Shatah said to them, you immediately return the donkey, the diamonds, to the, you immediately return the diamonds to the tower, the hall. So Shimon said, I think it's happening in Paris. You're showing me in season. So I think it's happening in Paris. He's in Paris. So he said to the family, I know that I think it's happening in Paris. Mark Hashim, Shimon ben Shotach bar Pari. Shimon ben Shotach reitzel Shmeya. Miyabit Yehovin, Mipiet Yehovin. Bricha Lekoin, Shimon ben Shotach. Yetzer mikol hincherim. The king that Shimon Shatach is Barbarian, he is interested in making money. He has a windfall, diamond. No, Shimon Shatach is primarily interested in hearing the explanation by pagans. Brich el mikab Shimon Shatach. Or el mikab laim. So, it's more. So, appreciate. Appreciates, I think it's in Reish, it's in Reish Samachbor, the Prishad is the smart, so he has the cash. Here the Gemara says, here the Gepapin Rabbeer says, the Mokim Shini Shkil Hashem, after our verses. Thus implying only there is a possibility that the Akum will find out, so there will be a Chil Hashem. But if it is a Vadai Gomu, that the Akum will never find. But if the Jews tell the Achron, listen, I found your chepetz, so then there will be a kiddush, and then it's not going to be. You're not going to be. What Shimon ben Shotach said, there the Achron would never have found out. It didn't have occurred. He never knew that there was a diamond. It didn't have occurred to his mind, to his imagination. So, and still Shimon ben Shotach said, you must return it immediately. So says the Sirach, the precious Kashi. So the precious says like this. There are two situations. Here the Gemara says, the Omar Achome Bagui Omar Ab Naima Abidasakum Shimetere Shinema Lecho Abidas Akicha. Lochicha Atamaz Lochi Atamaz Alak. Veim Ehanu Nureicha Dilosu Yodei. Dilo Yichaya Dilatura Basho. Abareicha Dilosu Yodei. Eino Lehetre. Omar Abini ומצוסו דאוסל יודי משהו. ומצוסו דאוסל יודי משהו. So in other words, there are two avodas. First of all, there are two kinds of avodas. There is an avode of the tizosel yodi. Let's say like Tulis Akum Shetom Eiro. It's already osel yodi. And then there's an avode of the osel yodi. I walk in the street and I see a donkey. And I know that this donkey belongs to Eichon. So I'm thinking, should I return it and gather and visit that Eichon? I found the donkey, or I should just forget about it and leave it there this week. So by Israel, Yabin Israel, so he's either Mr. Holy Salah, or Shikishide, he cannot just forget about it and leave it there. Abandon it. Chalakum, means in Israel, not in Yitchok. But then, suppose I did take it out. I took it already. And then I found out it belongs to Yitchok. And the question is not whether to return it. whether I can keep it, or let's say I got change, instead of a dollar change, I got a dollar and 10 cents. That's a big lacha. So the fish said as follows. Here, when a do you yourself, the mocking sheesh, fill Hashem. After Abidosi or say, this I'm a proper priestess. He has reference, the Pinker do you has reference to the case where it's loyal to you. And he would like not to bother with the whole thing. Take a donkey and take care of the donkey. And then, and reach and contact the hobby. What does it mean that trouble for? So he's not going to do it. All right, so even if there will be a Kiddush Hashem. But if there is no possibility of a Chil Hashem, he's not going to do it. He's not going to do it. He wants to be in Tzakni, in Hanan. So he's in Shubha. But he's not going to do that, to bother. Unless there is a possibility that the Hakum will find out. The Jew saw his donkey and didn't bother anymore. The trouble of returning. So then it's Osir. So then he's not allowed just to forget about it. And he is Mechuyev to bother. And he is an Aveir. But suppose there is no possibility of collection. But by returning it, so the recession is not complete. But the story in Yerushalayim, when you see it, is reference to the case where it's already Osir Yode. Where it's already Osir Yode. It's Osir Yode. So then, Shimon Shotach Paskin, not only mocking Sheyesh Chil Hashem, not only mocking Sheyesh Chil Hashem, but even if there is no possibility in the world that the Yerushalayim will find out, it is something that they will never find out. Why should it be because of Kiddush Hashem also? And there are certain Kiddush Hashem that if you do it, you have to be mitzvah. But you're not going to do it. But my changing, if it's lachos or the Krishna says, there is some of that. So, I think so. So then, even if there is no possibility of Kiddush Hashem, as long as by returning the change or the diamonds that you found in the Hameya, there will be a Kiddush Hashem. So it's Mechuyev. That's why. Now, I just want to add one thing that the Krishna doesn't say. Maybe the Krishna had that mind, that Rambam, okay, but now, the Miri says that Abhidas Hakim with Teres. On the near in Bolkaman, this only applies to Chodim, Hadumim, Shavidurim, Yerulim, Shavidurim, Dark Hadoses. He means they are there, they constantly violate the designs in the Neah. That is the Neah. And you are Yerulim. But going today, and the merely emphasizes that point that even the next thing don't have the being away with Chodim. Why? Because the Neach rules are Hashitu. Because they believe in the Rebbeinu Shalom, the Hashitu, the adulterated monotheism. So, in other words, so vis a vis Israel, so it's a bizarre more. But vis a vis the Neach, so the Neach rules are Hashitu. Is Musa a bizarre if it's not in the Hashitu? The Be'er Agro. In Erechayim says, because the Yisar of Shitu is mentioned in the parasha of Zebeach Rehim Yechom, built in on Hashem Levada. So what it means on Levada, even if he worships at the Zore, Bidach Shitu, the way the Goyim, the Neitzrim do it, so Yisroel is Chayim Nisim. So there, the Be'er Agor says, The Be'er HaKavod says, I think it is Nikuf Nivov Nirachan, about being Mikabel Shvuah, from the going today. So Rabbi Tam says that from today's going we can Mikabel Shvuah, even though they all have in mind, you know, they are Moshiach. But since it is that they believe in the Rebbein Shalom, some male, they are not Muzea, so we are not in there. And we can live there, because the partial to the Ulim Yachom, the Hashem Nibade, applies to Israel, not in there. Vis-a-vis Israel, there is no difference between Shalom Darach HaShituf or B'Darach HaShituf. B'Darach HaShituf. In other words, a Jew who becomes a Mishuda is Chayav Yisa, is a Levi Lamizore, even though he's Mishuda. On the contrary, the Ramah in Sanhedrin says that vis-a-vis Jew, so Abdizor B'Darach HaShituf is even more humble than Abdizor and B'Darach HaShituf. The Ramah in Sanhedrin says that. But vis-a-vis Neach, so that's from the township. It's true that in Yehuda, it says in the Chuvah that there's another Pshat in Rabbi Tam, but there's a Pshat Chuvah for Yitzhar. The Hashem mentioned in the name of Rabbi Tam, in respect of the Zohar itself, and Ramor also, passes in the Archimation, told you there, in respect of the Zohar itself, the Alochel, the Neach Yivashit. Anyway, this is the Rabbi Yishit, that the going today, even in the nature, and not dark Unitarians, even those who are in the Mizor Darach HaShituf, do not have the din of it, they're living, then, because today are civilized, they're not Gazlonim, they're not Hotzchim, they're not Galarayas. Of course, unfortunately, the many Jews today, who, while they're not in the Mizor, but they are addicted to other affairs, all right, so they haven't been a very common, but most of the good today do not have any common. So the Meir he says that there are babies also. That's what the Ramiri says. Now, this aloha, that Abiyas Akumi Teres, does not apply only to the common, not to the bishop, is mentioned in the Rambam also. I'm mentioning all that, you see, because when Sultino translates Abidas Akhmutaras, he always, without exception, translates the lost goods of a Gentile. I mean, how can you condemn the sin in Israel? They are sin in Israel all the time. Halacha and Rishon Sinai, Shemitah, Tzimur, Yaakov. So, how can you expect them that when they read the Sultana translation, that their sin in Israel should not escalate to the nth degree? How can you expect it? So anyway, in this default of these modern rabbis, the so-called big scholars, now the Lashon Rambam is in the Tudalek Milchazele Babeli Halacha Aleph Hashavas Avidel Yisroel Mishisese Shenema Hoshech Yeshivim ויורי אבירס ישראל וניסאו ממנו וניחו עידה בלסס שנמה וסיר אשר הוכיחו וניסלם תמר וביטל מתססת ומשיבו פיר מתססת דוס נדלו של הרמב״ם נלוח על הדין כי ואת הרמב״ם נסחל איתן ברב אמירי הרב אמירי says אבירס אף מטרס אפלייס אונן איתן 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 The Rambam says, "Asher Yisrael, Yisrael means a Jew. A Yatishav is a boy. What is a Yatishav? A boy, a good boy. All right. What a boy? But then, look in Aloch again. Avedas, Avi David as Kichovim Mutars. Shenema Avedas Achicham. Va'amarzila Arzib Avedam Shmeras Kach Mishayim. If it's not Mishayim, if it's Hashem, then it's even Aved." So he emphasizes Avedas Yitrach. And in other texts, the Gir says Avedas Nochi Eidil Arvid Yuzorim Yitrach. That's a more accurate Gir. Avedas این وی در ویست که خوابی مترس این در ویست خوابی مترس چنه مرحبی در سختی خواب و مرزی را عظمی را درسی so that seems to be in comfort with what the Rambam said in Halakhah. The answer is the Krishna says there are two kinds of ways. There is an Avida Diyosan Yodei, like Tuli Sakam, Shakto Mehlo, or Avida Mamesh, but he already picked it up, he took it in his house, and then he found out that he wants an Akam. Let's say he picked it up because he didn't know whether it belongs to an Akam, it belongs to his soil. So he thought maybe it belongs to his soil, because he's seen him, and Bimachus. Then he found out that it belongs to an Akam. So the question is, should we turn it back when we already have this possession? So Aha was already. Now, the Gemara here, and when we see that base, says the Gemara, the Be'im Ha'anamilei Hechad Loyos Oliyodei, to in the Chayit La'adure Pasko, Avo Hechad Loyos Oliyodei, Ima Le'etrei, Oma Rabbine, and Mitzoso Loyos Oliyodei Ma'am. So there are two separate Zeres HaKosos. One Zeres HaKosos is that is learned out from the Chol Avir HaSachim. Achicha means achicha b'ti olam mitzvahs. That's what achicha means. So meila anachum ima gatecha is not achicha b'ti olam mitzvahs. So it's chsidim. But it's not achicha b'ti olam mitzvahs. So as far as the Zerzakosu b'chol avias achicha is concerned, so it only applies to avedi la'ahavos. So it's mutter. But the Gemara asks, "Beim hamileich adosam yodei, nu nechayev la'adure pascha, avoleich adosam yodei ima le'etre, omar rabine, umitzoso di'aosam yodei mashu. Umitzoso di'aosam yodei mashu." So, in other words, so if the Torah hadn't said umitzoso, then I would know that Adul Sakum is that there is no Hiva Hashem Saleh. So, because I would say, Adul Sakiho, then I can have to bother and return and obey the to an angel. It means you need a danger. But I would say that only implies to obey the Dulio Saleh, not Mikhuyat to bother. But if it's also your day, let's say, Tony Sakum, Shikonero, or in any situation where it's already in his possession, so then it's not a question of the mitzvah of Hashem. It's a question of Gedo. He's keeping something that belongs to somebody else. So then, and Gedo Akim is also. So here it's also a. Here it is also a. So that we learn out from the ribu of mitzosa, because the mitzosa is superfluous. Why do the Torah have to say mitzosa? Let the Torah write the chol avir esachicha hashativa b'men. Why do the Torah have to say hashativa b'men mitzosa? To advise us in lacharos olade. It doesn't involve the nisya of gezel. So the mitzosa applies on chol, not in education. So maybe the Rambam is not telling. That's why in Aloha Aleph he discusses the din of Abede Kedah Dasriya. And the question is in the Chuyev to Bada and return? So the answer is yes, that's Abede Sisoya. Now Abede is good, if we get a teacher, you're not going to go to Bada. You have to go to Bada. But, if it's Lachado to Yode, so it can. So, there is a special effort that's not implicit in the Chol Avir HaSachicha. That's deduced from the Rimu of Umtzoso, because Umtzoso is a purpose. So that advises only that the Chodim is Muter Eslachas Yodim. But the Gepeshav is Asur. So the Rambam Shite is in agreement to the Shite of the Ramamir. So, in a similar vein, the Prisha distinguishes between Avidya Lachados on your day, so even if there is no possibility of Chil Hashem, as long as there is a possibility of being mitakash Hashem, I am required to return. That's the ma'aseh of Shimon Chotach, Yerushalayim, Yerushalayim. But the Pinchas B'Yoyah is referenced to Abid the Kedem Yosoyon. So then, only if there is a possibility of Chil Hashem, I'm required to bother. But if there is no possibility of Chil Hashem, I'm not required to bother and pick up the Chameh and take care of it because of the possibility of being Kaddish. But if there is a possibility, they will find out, and you know, going out very quick, you know, in criticizing Jews. So on the slightest thing, so then I'm required to bother. In order to avoid the chilash. That's the pshat. That's what the Tvisha said. Yes?
Would the Miri hold the Haftas of Vassar, the Mafki of Vassar, the guy who has no part of Gertrude Shadida?
Yeah, that the Gemara says. But that is everybody, all the Mishim.
But
that of course our Vassar is also Bagdadish. Is also Bagdadish. Because first the Gemara said, come the Akum, come the Gatation. And then the Gemara didn't say, and then the Gemara says, Kashi, come the Zil, come the Akkas Halbose. So, Omar Abaya, the Dipri Akkas Halbose, Robbery Time, the Omar, Robbery, the Dipri Gupikon. So, only in connection with Akum, the Gemara raised the issue, whether it's Gupikon or not Gupikon. But in connection with Gatation, it doesn't make any difference, even if we say a Gupikon. So it's us. That's how it appears from the Gemara. So all the Mishnah say that by the Tishah, so of course our boss is certain also. And that's, according to all Tanoim, some Tanoim say that by the Tishah, all the Lav money, and some Tanoim say not all the Lav, but beginning it in Schore, the Lav mentioned the same thing, Vore, only by the Tishah. All Tanoim agree. The question is about the soul in Pulasochi. Whether it's made in Gatation. But Rini is Chore, certainly is made by Gatation. Alright. Now, so with this cliche, we can understand this why Rabbi Akiva says, in Bruno Bakit in the Kibish Hashem. Because one should not even have a Machshav Zore that Rabbi Shmuel is Matir to be Bruno Bakit in face of the possibility of the Hashem. And if Abidosin is Asur, so how can we be born back to him? I mean, it wouldn't make sense. If even Abidosin is us, so Al-Haskamu Bechamu Kalachimba Bemnishu Kalachimba, that in face of the possible Chil Hashem, so of course it's also the Gubor back to him. But suppose there is a way, you know, with Chochme, you know, to render a judgment, you know, so that the good Akum will never find out that the Dayonim, the best thing did it because they are favorably disposed towards the Jew. They want the Jew to win. They never find out. I mean, the way, I mean, lawyers do it every day today, I mean, you know, with all kinds, you know, of tricks, you know. Why slaves? So there is no possibility of Hashem. But if the Dayanim would say, listen, here it's a question of paying the chayim that is usually withheld to the pagan boy. You tell the Jew, you must pay your own, and we don't accept any excuses. You have to pay me, but then there will be a big issue. So, Rabbi Shmuel says, there is no truth that the Besdin can be born or Bakit. The question is, how can Besdin be born or Bakit? That would involve neighbors that's clear. That's not a question. That's not a question. All right. But as far as the Kashi, why was Bakit saying in the Kiddush Hashem? Not in the Chil Hashem, the answer is, in the case where there is a possibility of Chil Hashem, Rabbi Shmuel is also made that it's also the Bakit. But from the Shmuel is happens in the case where the situation is such that the Akum will never find out. Never find out. Never find out. So they did it with a trick. So what it says, I told him in certain situations, we discussed the situation. He said to Jesus, and Rabbi Shiva says, no, it's all sad, under all circumstances. No matter how wicked the atom is, so the Kiddush Hashem, we are not allowed to be born in that. True that the atom will never find out, but if the Bezin Shal Yisrael will tell the Kohen to pay the Jew what he owes, then there will be a Kiddush Hashem. They are free from the country. And also, that's why he uses the expression of a Kiddush Hashem and not Chil Hashem. There was a story, I mean, that was before I was born. I heard it. I heard the story from my mother's friend, and my father didn't like to tell these stories about himself. Long before I was born, my father was born. So, it was before the Bolshevik Revolution. So, the judges in the courts there in South Russia were not so clever. So, there was a case of one rich guy. Russian guy was very rich. And he had a conflict. He was in the business of selling horses to people. He was a very rich guy. And he sold a number of horses to a Jew. He sold a number of horses to a Jew. And for a certain price, I don't know what it was, 500 to. Then he went to court. The Jew said that he paid the 500 rubles, and the guy said, no, he didn't pay. He paid less than 500 rubles. He didn't pay all the dollars. So he went to court. What could the judges say? One says he paid and one says he didn't pay. So all the judges said to the boy, we cannot correct. We don't know who is telling the truth and who is lying. So then the boy couldn't correct. I mean, so the boy said to the Jew, we'll go to the rabbi for the top. So then they came to my father to have everything for it. So then my father understood Russian, but not so well. So my mother, who knew Russian very well, she was the interpreter. So then all the tigers and the screaming, I mean, and the guy, the Russian guy said he did get 500 rubles, and the Jew said, don't you remember, I paid you it. Described the whole scene, and the guy was crying, and he says, but you didn't. So then, the Jew saw that on my father's face, that my father suspected him, that he's not very honest. He saw it on his face. So he came over to my father, and whispered into his ear, the Rebbe, Machtab Shalom. I heard that, Machtab Shalom, make it come to us. So he understood that it. So my father said to the Jew, Achitish, the film from the trouble, like, Achitish. So the Jew started to cry, why you keep that? So my father said, shake it, take it from the other, Achitish. So he took out from his pocket, 500 trouble, and gave it to the boy. He put it on the table, then the father took it from the table and gave it to the boy. The boy didn't understand the issue, but he saw the boy whispered something into my father's ear, and then immediately he considered it as a miracle. The boy considered it as a miracle. So then the whole town, all the goy started to talk about it. I mean, that the goy, who's a prominent goy, you know, very rich, you know, he sold thousands of horses, you know, not just the Kaslavich, and all the surrounding cities too. So he was in court for months, and the judges couldn't come to him, and the rabbi there. So in 50 minutes or 20 minutes, so he was able to get the 500. What kind of a rabbiner is? Anyway, but it was in Esma Shemayim in this happened. That was before the Bolshevik revolution. Then my father, all the communists, you heard of this story. So then my father became very popular, even especially among the revolutionaries. So then after the revolution, and my father wanted, to leave Russia. How can he leave Russia? No one was allowed to leave Russia. I actually had to wait in Russia for 15 years until he was able, he got a permit to leave Russia. So my father visited the mayor of Kaslavich, who was a Bolshevik, and he said to him that, you see, Kapil Shapiro was still with him, his grandfather. Kapil Shapiro was in a town near the Russian border, but it was already Poland. So he told him, and that was true. He wanted, Kapil Shapiro was sick, and he wasn't in Russia. Kapil Shapiro did not die in Russia. He died in Russia because during the war, Kapil Shapiro had to escape, even a pilot escaped from Brisk for a number of months, and he lived in Minsk during the war. Kapil Shapiro, so he escaped from Russia, and he was in Minsk. And then, when people started to say that there was going to be a revolution, he was able to escape from Minsk into a town, I forgot the name of the town, near the border, but that was already not Russian. So my father told him, his grandfather is sick, he wants to visit him in the temple, he wants his children. I was a green fellow, brothers and sisters, so he wants to take the whole family to this, and that was true. And they'll come back. They'll be there a week because his grandfather was sick, and then they'll come back. Anyway, so the mayor said, I wouldn't give this permit to anyone, but I know what kind of nice person you are. I know the story. So he gave him the permit, and then they went there. And of course, he didn't go back to Russia. So that's the story. That shows what Kiddush Hashem means. And the Schach of Kiddush Hashem. So, the Rabbitiv, the Imam Bola Kiddush Hashem. The Rabbitiv, the time of the Kiddush Hashem. Just maybe 10 more minutes, yes. Keine die Kiddush Hashem. Holy Kiddush Hashem boim, die Gesel hakum nishore. So without recourse to Kiddush Hashem, it should be yourself. But Tanya Omer Rav Shimon, there was a door of Shabbat Kiddush, which one was doing, nine of the hakum nishore. Tanlima achimim tagulo tiyalei. Shaloi, im shem yetze. And the curious thing is that my father was able to see the first Shapiro. And then, while he was still there, he stayed there. But the Kapil Shapiro was Niftar. He was not Niftar Moloshi. And my father was a Levi of the Kapil Shapiro. So he cannot be eight. Yochel Yigle Molo Yamiach Sa'akum Yichpil Leisi Vilfeyam Al Shmiosam Tanlina Vachishim Kineo. Yidagdeik in Kineo. Omar Abdesid looks so tikashi. Here Rabbi Akiva says that it's also even without recourse to Kiddush Hashem. And here Rabbi Akiva says only because of Kiddush, possibility of Kiddush Hashem. otherwise it will be murder. So, in other words, that the price where he says that only because of Kiddush Hashem is not allowed to do what like it is, but without the time of Kiddush Hashem it would be mutar in certain circumstances, as referenced with Chobiyah. But the price that says that even without recourse to Kiddush Hashem, it's Hosea, that is referenced to Gatesh. Omole Abaye. So here the Gemara doesn't ask, but Omole Abaye, but Abaye Galea, the Xive, Lulu Hoel, the Gershon, the Gerb. לגיא הגלוי לגצליק על הגטיישן, לגטיישו, משפחת כזה לתחובים, כשאין לו לאי כזה עמים כזה לתחובים, אלו מהרובה, לא יקשי, כאן בגזילי, כאן באפקוע סלבוס. כאן בגזילי, כאן באפקוע סלבוס. אומר לי, הבאי, את ביברי, אפקוע סלבוס, הוא. So in other words, when do we say, so that's the guy from this Gemara, that now Rashi says, So the Yom Kishwim is died from Russia. Why did you say Achepetrin to Israel? Achemechayim is Akum? The answer is, even Rabbi Shmuel, who is Mati here, so Mokim Lechachil Hashem, as I said, even though there is a possibility of Kiddush Hashem. Because of, if there is a Hil Hashem, so then of course Rabbi Shmuel knows us. So it's only to be makia d'alvoy, where the Yisrael is the defendant, not where the Yisrael is the plaintiff, the tibayah. So that's on the basis of this Gemara. Only in connection with that quest, alvoy of Rabbi Shmuel is not. But in connection with collecting, then it's not a shayla in that quest, alvoy say, it's a shayla in Gezor. Gezor, Rabbi Shmuel is made that. Gezel is also. Gezel is also. All right. Elam Rabbah, wait, Kashi, come to Zil, come to Zil, come to Zil. So how does Kashi say about Kashi say? Kashi say, Shein Gezel man mishore, ki let yichir lo Hashem. U lavriya chamechis, hade ki af Kashi say. Omu le Abaye, et le divide af Kashi say. Omu le Taime, yom Arobe, et le divide in Bukhe Kong. All right, now, just now the Mordechai in Gushi Mordechai, you have to be Gemara, so it's page 2, or the Aleph on the base, like this we don't have, but here you have the Aleph on the base. So the Mordechai, the second line, Kosaf Marav Tzedek, good, the Inhiki, now, in brackets it was put down Hiki. I don't know who it is that put down brackets indicates that the new gear set was put in. And I don't see why someone should put in a new gear set. Hiki is good, but Hiki is difficult. The Hiki, in other words, if somebody sold merchandise on credit, that's Hiki. The Hiki for Hilvo, he lent money. If it comes in Israel with an Akum, lent money to a Jew who makes and the Malve, the Akum died, in Nazar Yoshov Koye Dobi. If he doesn't return it, to be some apprehension, to some appear of. So he has, he said, because of your darkening your dual nation, or your higher in your higher, keeping your have a guess. He kind of won by the So the Rav Yom mentions two reasons. One is because Gezel means Miyad Liyad, the Rechalmas. It involves violence. But is learned out from the person of Haldeskolani. So that means the Mamuhomet, the Kibish Muhammad, but without Kibish Muhammad, it's also do you know Haldeskolani? There are Haldes. But you read there are Haldes, it's not us. In other words, why do you mention two separate reasons? I think the reason is why you mention two separate reasons is because they are very discussed in Yom Kippur and the Kapun Hall and the Chaim Hologener, they discuss that. And they all discuss that. I mean, the Abin Lui discusses that. Now, when we say Gezel Amos, Shem Yipaskin, there are a few Shem Yipaskin, like the Rambam of Islam, but most of them, and of course the Rambam, and the Tur, and the Kapun Hall, and the Kapun Hall, and the Kapun Hall, and the Kapun Hall, and the So, what does it mean, the Kapun Hall? The Kapun Hall is Sigzel, apply to Gezel Akum, or the other Gezel doesn't apply. Why not? Because the Torah says, just a few moments. In Vayikra, you test washing the Gimel. Loisashi kestayacho viloisigzo loisolim pulasocha litcho adbeit. Now the question is, the Torah says reyacho. Now, why did the Gemara make a distinction, insofar as Achim is concerned, between Afkes Alvos and Gezel? Why should it be a difference? The answer is, the Rambam says, when is one able to sashi kestayacho, and when is one able to succeed? If, let's say, he grabs something from the other person, then he's able to succeed. But suppose he borrowed $1,000 from another person, the king the hetter, and he doesn't pay him, and he doesn't intend to pay him, then he's able to succeed. So the sashi is referenced after Salvosa. The sixth is referenced not after Salvosa, but to a desolate being. So, the Torah says Riyacho in respect to Eshek. But the Torah doesn't say Loisik Seir Riyacho. It only says Loisachik Riyacho. But it doesn't say Loisik Seir Riyacho. That explains the Machlitis Anonymous, where the Gezlachim is, look at Gezlachim is also. One Mangana says that even Gezel of the end is also, is Mutter. Why? Because he holds that the Riyacho modifies the statute. It modifies the residuals. And you see one month on top of that, the dollar holds that the Reacho modifies him the solid to a socher with her beta. So it certainly modifies the residual. And the other one, who says the Zachary is also, I can be explained that way. So he holds that the Reacho only modifies the Rishashi, not the Rishashi. So vis-à-vis Rishashi, so it's Reacho to Reacho. But vis-à-vis Rishashi, there is no Reacho to Noishel Akum. So Melee, that's why he says that Gezel Akum is also. Now, the Gemara says, that's why Gezel Akum is Hosea, of course, of course, is Mutter. Because of course, Al-Bosei is Nichlau in Misachi. Here there is a Zasakosa from Priyacha. Masheinke in Gezel of the Bien. That's Nichlau in Misigzel. The Torah doesn't say Misigzel is Priyacha. The Torah doesn't say, but the question is, the Gemara that if you dollar, on dollar, in Amkabe, in Mitzie, comes from Maskone, I'm a ghetto, I'm a ishi. The Momo Hoki Akosu Babo of Shunla. That was what happened. So that means that when one is ishi chasokhira, even though he doesn't gather the end, so he's able to see the also. But a few holes, they still do this. If somebody takes away at the end, even if the person doesn't know, that it is. He doesn't know it is. That's why I think that the extra girsa that was put in by someone in the bracket, hikit, is not the correct correction. That hikit is alive, but hikit is not alive. Because what does hikit mean? An akum deposited, let's say, a watch within soil. In soil. And then the Akum is the owner of the watch. He died, he has his son. The son doesn't know that the watch of his father is in the possession of the Jew. So it does, it's not a Reya. So then it will be called in any way if he doesn't return. Because he retains the Bien in his possession. That's always ours, whether he knows or he doesn't know. When you retain the Bien, that belongs to somebody else, even if the owner of that BN doesn't know about it, that's ours. Machine came when it's a question of tribunin. Question of tribunin, then it depends. You do not take away a BN, you'll have to pay him. Literally training. But you have to pay him. So you have to give him your own money, your own coins. Not the coins that belong to the lender. Literally training. So he was paying at those points. So he doesn't retain the end. But he owes a chayim. So then, it's almost if the avodi, the one to whom you owe, knows about it. So then, there is almost. But if he doesn't know about it, then it's not at almost. So that's why the avodi says that the whole aloha, of course, avodi is muter. Is only in a situation where the Akum doesn't know that the soil owes him. Then it's not their harmless. But if the Akum knows, he says, I don't care, I'm not paying you. So then, it's also not just because of the Lashem, but it's also a mitzvah, because then it's their harmless. So then it comes within the love of the Sikzel, and the Sikzel, there is no aloha of the Acho, only vis-a-vis Sashi. This is the first Lashem. The second Lashon Havdol is that because Dunye Yochalter Sam, because the second Lashon Rabbio assumes like the Achreini that even Madonna who says Gezel Akum is Osea, so it's not on the basis of Rishis, because the Reacho that is mentioned in connection with Rishashi modifies Rishis too. But there is another Pasuk, Yochalter Sam. So we learn out Dumye, the Ochalzes Amishul Derech Halmus. But vis-a-vis Bien, so even if the Akhi doesn't know it's Halmus, but vis-a-vis Shibudim, if he knows it's Derech Halmus, if he doesn't know, it's not Derech Halmus. Now, this Chavyo is Nitzak in the Ramon. In Reish Tivesa. Yes. In Reish Tivesa. In Shukhanov. Reish Tivimot. Reish Tivimot. Sitala. Yisroel Shayachayev Lakum. Umeis. Imenakum Yedim Yise. Enechayev Yifriya Liyashem. Mod Hakel Kamil. So the heter of course I was saying is only muter when the Akum doesn't know. When the Akum doesn't know. Okay. I'm sorry. All right.
Kiddushin Shirmem Gimel Bado Shishiva Chafal Sivan Eto Shemem Hei June 10th, 1985 on Monday.
Now we saw the Mordechai condition two shades. In other words, we saw from the Mordechai, in the name of the Rav Yoh, and there are more passages in the Reish Kedimot like the Mordechai, that the Rav Yoh limits the scope of Hafkas Al-Vosishah. It doesn't mean that the Makia is neutral, general. Only in case where the one to whom the Chayv is due doesn't know about and is not going to find out. Let's say, if Israel borrowed 1,000 Jews from an Akum, so he owes the Akum 1,000 Jews, and then the Akum died. And he has a son. So Akim knows his son about there, but his son doesn't know about it. And he's not likely to find it out either. The Yisrael knows about it. So in such a case, of course, I'll go with me. Only because it's good, not a good, much incapable. If it is the end, so then it will be awesome, even though the son doesn't know about it. So because of that, the right girl saying it's hiki, not hiki. Somebody puts in, putting hiki, changed it from hiki to hiki. I don't think that this that the correction is correct. The way it's written in the text, hiki is a right. It means he bought merchandise on credit. So in other words, so he owes the actual money for the merchandise. For the merchandise. And then the Akum died. And the son of the Akum doesn't know that the soil owes his father money for merchandise. So there is no debt. It's only a hay. So in such a case, the Jew is allowed to be Makia Dalva. But if the son owes, then he's called Robin, of the Gezel, not just the Lashem, but the Olin Gezel. Now, let's see the washing of the Mordechai, the Rav Yoh. This Rav Yoh is very important because there are more pastors than that. It's not just when she was ashamed. Second being wicked. So in brackets he put down wicked. But I don't think it's correct. It changed. Or if you vote, if the holy in Israel, who makes the name in mouth of the Yeshua of Kohen Bobby, and what does it mean? It means obeying Gezel, as it is mentioned soon. Because of Abyor, that came to do our Yoshim, or you are here. Some may say, that here my tell Shehu, Chayu, Kim Shetengen is here, have a Gezel, the time alone. Now, so he uses the Russian Kibbutz Tavim, he said. But it doesn't mean that Kibbutz the claim, because suppose it should do our Yoshin Lachim, and they didn't claim. But as long as there is a possibility they'll claim, so it's already considered their Halmas. Kibbutz Tavim, he said, have a Gezel. The Kaimelon, Magidu Basra, the Zeres, the Chodim, Osa. So, he calls it Gezel. So we see that Yudua Tachilim, so it's not because of Chil Hashem, but because of Gezel. Avon Yudua Yoshim, or Yudachilim, Lumitre Gezel. Lumitre Gezel. So in other words, the Rabyor limits the Din of Hapal of Kaskal Vosishor. It's not of general scope. Not the Pirachim is Muta by now. No. It's only in the one to whom the Chayim is due, the Abuki, to whom the Shibudim are due, doesn't know about it. So then there is no element of illness, of force, of violence. So then it is Muta Matthew. So by Israel, even let's say, suppose one Israel bowed the thousand Jews from another Israel, and then the mother died, and the son doesn't know about it. So then it's called a loving death, without illness, because there is a Nisea, even without illness. So it's called a loving death. It's called a loving death. Machine came by Akron. So there is a loche that Hafkoes al-Bosei, where there is no element of almus, of violence, of force, so then it's mutter. There's no almus. Why? So the Rabbiyah mentions two separate mishnayos. Avon yedu al yoshim achirin l'mitre gezel. L'mitre gezel rak miyad liyad. Dirsi vayigzel sachanis mela mitzvi. Vidumye diochalto esoami. So first he says, it's not called Gezel. And then he says, do you know how to sound? So I'm wondering ancient how to sound. But the question is this. Now, the Rabbi of Paschal is Gezel Akum is also. And Gezel Akum is also with the rights. So from the Rashi, in Sanhedrin, that in Zion, So it's mashma, the Rashi is very difficult, very steer. So I mean, Yom Friedman kind of was discussed the steer in the Rashi. But from that Rashi, from one Rashi, it's mashma, that even the Mandoma who says the Rakum is Osea, but it's not the Rashi. It's in very strange. So the Goyim says that this Rashi is countering to the Morris. The Morris says, King of the Mandola and Asifas appearing of design, gives Lakum Mosse. El Mandola, the Lakum Mutta. But there it's a question of the Raisa. The Posik of Kisoli became Yahoo, Yahoo Shalakum. So we see that if Gizlakum is also in the means of some Raisa, because assuming that it's only a Sunday of Holland, so the same Kashi would apply to the Mandoma. Gizlakum Osa also, but in the rice it's not Osa. So why do we need Posik? Reacha Vishlakum. So it's the more of precious. Obviously, the Rashi must be explained. I think that the Rashi that says that the Rabbanon, the Zvonman Yonah, says it's Osea, because Rashi in Sanhedrin Dafim Zayin has reference, applies the Gemara not to Gezlov again, but to Gezlov, of course, Al Bosra. So that, and you see Rashi mentions, Yisroi Bakim Yuter, Dichsiv Yisashi Kesriyacho. Riyacho, Yishalakum. But, so Yisashi, that Rambam mentions Yisashi in respect to Hafkos Alvoye. Hafkos Alvoye. So maybe that's why Rashi says, in Sanhedrin Daf Nun Zayin, that the Rabbanu Mitzvah Mandoma will come the Yosha. Who is the Mandoma will come the Yosha? That's Ibn Chil Hashem. That's Rav Akiva. That's Rav Akiva. And this Rashi in will come explains it more. Is the Yam Shoyim is the diet. That when does Rav Shmuel allow to be born of Akivim? Only in case of patterning the Yisrael, where the Yisrael is the mitzvah, not in case where the Yisrael is the Tevea. So then, even when Yisrael is made in Tosah, to be born all of Bakiki. So that's why Rashi says, I mean, Rabbi Nitamandar of Tosah. I mean, we have to say that, otherwise the Rashi is contrary to several remarks. All right, now, so here he says, אבל אם ידוע ליאוש האחרים ממיטחי גזל, כלוי מיטחי גזל רק מיד ליד, נכסיב היגזל הסכניס מרמיץ. So this is the first motion in Rabio. In other words, why is Muter hafkoas hovoye in a case where the Yerish doesn't know the element of almas, of violence, of force, is lacking? Because it's not called gezel. It's not for Gezel. Now let's see Yosha Rambam. Says, "Pekalat nozel ba'beye halochal kol agizas habine shem putei yom leisus shenemal nisitze in leitin alavze shayakos mitkires shingozal chayv lahalze shenemal veish mezatil ashavozal zulis mezasel vafusof atzel in leitin shalol chayv shalom yomel yicholav shimun hashmun leitin." We also mix a cold should be there. After Akim was a Gezel Yoshi. In Gozel Yoshi Yaz. Izeo Gezel Zalkeach Monolu Hazoki. Kin Shikota Hilam in Kalkun Shikh is the Shishim in a Bible. We know from Shinkir. Or she took up the Abdi with the Hemden in Stamil. Only she yard the Shetsuvil Goch of Kerosel. The whole Kayinz was there. Who Gezel? Kini and Shema Vayizos Hanis Melamis. So how does the Rambam visualize with Sitzel in connection with the Xavier of the Bear? But with Sashik, how does he visualize? Is there a Sashik? Is there a Shepo Momin Chavim and Sikovi that's in a Bible? The Chavim Shetobu Kova Shamon is a Chazok of Yazirai. He didn't show you a Yad Chavim and how Goyer with Sriras with Tevi with Yochel Heitzimen with Mishu'alam and Koshe. ועל זה נאמר הוא יסרשי כסריח. ועל זה נאמר הוא יסרשי כסריח. So, the Rambam mentions, the love of the sexual in connection with the bed, with a specific object of the other fellow. And the love of the sashi in connection with Shibur. But the Rambam is difficult because the Rambam, from the Rambam it's mashma here. comments last year that receives law only applies to Tolbiye, not to Shibuli. And Rishashik applies to Shibuli. But Gemara says two places in Kabul, that Kufudawa from Dawa, on my other map, Haimu Gezel, Haimu Ishek, you know me, Hoki, across the Guadal of Shinwab, and the same Gemara is in Zenesha. Is in Zenesha. So we see that when somebody is machtia al koye, he's either not only with Sashi Kislea, but he's even with Sigzo as well. He's even with Sigzo as well. And because he's even with Sigzo as well. And when somebody gazels a chayper to the end, so he's even not only Sigzo, but he's even with Sashi as well. In other words, the subject matter of Nisitzo and the subject matter of Nisachi Kisriyaho is Aynach. It's too long, but the Rambam says, Izeo Gezel Zarkiach Mon Yodom Bechazoko, Ki Shechotet Yodom Yitalkni, Vishin Nechnasir Vishusen, Shalim Yotzin Abayim, Vinyot HaMishom Kelim, Vishin Tok Abadu Yolent Nishtamit Ben, Vishyom Zasiri, Vachot Kibasar Arim Shizeh, Vizeo Gezel, Izeo Nishet, זה שבו מרחבים סכנות יגע צריך הבא לי and he doesn't pay it. So that's contrary to the Gemara. And then the Gemara also says, the Gemara also says in Amkabe that כל הכיבי שכר סוחיר. If somebody has a worker and he doesn't pay him his salary, he doesn't pay him altogether and he doesn't intend to pay him. So either he changes, he's either he changes, he's a way of the love of the Sitze, Luisashin Esreyacho, that's in Deshi, and he's either the love in the Sitze, in Bori, Luisashin Scha, only the Evie, Mirachicho, Mikircho, Ashabar Zecho, so it's Luisashin Esreyacho in Deshi, Luisashin Scha, only the Evie, in the Sitze, so it's three love, so it's three love, and then we saw him was so here in Deshi, so it's four shemis, and the Indian is four, it's five shemis. So the, and the Rambam himself mentions that in the Chiras, I think they could doubt that Kolakir is so here, either the shemis. So how does the Rambam say, and one of the shemis is the Sitzo? How does the Rambam say, in the Tower of the Chiras, that Rishizo is an inspector B.A. and Rishashi is an inspector Shibuli, when the Gemara says, Haim Gez or Haim Yishet. So that's the true value of Chachamitzvah. We don't have the true value of Chachamitzvah. It's a Rechaim Rojanea, in this scene, and Utam Shulash praises the true value of the Chachamitzvah. He praises it very much. So the Chachamitzvah, he says very simple thing, he says. There are certain lavim the Torah which Lipipshute have referenced one thing. But the Gemara deduces it with Roshes that it should apply to something else. It should apply to something else. So then Malkes is only hired for the Yisea that is implicitly attributed to him. But the Adam's son, the Tamichel, and the Lab, it's not implicit in the Jewish only toys that I love. For example, there are many examples, but we can mention, I mean, two examples, at least. One example is Luisash is a saint so. In Shifty. So, what did the Torah say? Kisotio Elia Yom Rabin Lilochim Oleo, Lisotso, Lisashki Sesento, Lindea Hologazen, Kilmen Seche, Deisi Sichis, Kyodom Tasur Lodin Panehlamat. Lisashkis. I don't know why. Is it Marg or Bikumedish? There are several things like that. Baltashis. The Russian Akosuk is not Baltashis, but Loisashis. Why everybody says Baltashis? The Russian Akosuk is Loisashis. Loisashis. So, the law, it could be the reason is why people are accustomed to say Baltashis, the law of Baltashis, not the beginning of the making mistake. They think the Torah says Baltashim. The Torah says Loisashim. But, because there is a law, it's a homework. There is a law called Sukkot Lepaskin Isha Lepaskinon. So maybe they deliberately say it incorrectly in order not to close part of the process. Not to involve the Shiloh. In the Shiloh of called Sukkot Lepaskin Isha Lepaskinon. And then to close all the process, so first of all, not everybody knows the whole person verbatim. And then, you know, he just has to mention the fact of Baltashkis. Why should he mention the whole person? Yes, sure. What is the truth? Oh, yeah, you have a Jew, okay. I'm not going to talk about that. I'm not going to do the whole things I do. So, what do you mean? Valid?
Come on.
So,
Akiva got from a life that life.
I see. The Chaim Halevi praises it very much. It's simple, you know, without the pulling, you know. So the Rambam says in Hilchos Melachim, he says, what was the love, and it's in Amit says, what was the love of Lisashkis, Baltashkis imply? That one is not allowed to destroy a mitzvah, unless, you know, some trees are diseased, you know, especially in Chicago, so many trees are affected with certain diseases, so then we are allowed to tear it down. But a mitzvah that is not sick, we are not allowed to destroy. Not only Bishas Mukham. Even though the Pasuk of Baltashkis is mentioned in connection with the seed, but it's not that key based Muhammad. Even Shaloi based Muhammad. And the Rambam says not to worry. If somebody tears down the Mitzvah, his high mouth, then the Rambam says, his Rambam says, he also says, even though the traditional Mitzvah implies that it is referenced when it's Nahor, but still the Chachomim were Malde from Lisashkis, every Hepsed der Hashkos. Hakiriya Kim Hamas, he just drops, becomes angry. So he drops it less than before, just like that. So he's also in Baltash. And yes, Baltash, somebody wastes money just like that. He'll take it out there and throw it into the sea. Just for fun. For the evil of God. It's a lot of the rest. So, for that, there is no more. If somebody destroys a tree, there has his high mountains, and but the tree is just massive money that is possible. Just like that. Just like that. So then is either allowed, but mountains is not high. So the Rambam is convinced explaining why not. Because the Shittish Omikot implies that it is reference to Litz Machot. It always says, Rishash is a say it's all, Litz Machot. But, through the Roshes, so any Hepsut Mome, there Hashkose is Michot. So, Mele, these are the other Nisea is the Lach of the Flores. And the Lach of the Flores is in Asia. So, that's the problem. You see, that if there is a love to the forest, so then there is no mountains. What is love to the forest? A love that has many souls, like you say, Klaga. So, first of all, it implies Inisia against the Achim of the Zeon Mire, and then it implies Inisia, Echon Abeno Kimichi, say, Nacho, while Bailey is still after Shite, but while Bailey is still in Pachesis. Sanhedrin showed the Sanhedrin as soon as the Qayyim they have to pass if Sanhedrin render a sentence against the person. So that day they are allowed to eat or to drink. This is the reason. So there is no Malkes. Why is there no Malkes? Because it's the last of the Boris. It contains many Nisuri. It contains many Nisuri. That is, if all the Nisuri are equally implicitly explicitly. But suppose one Nisiyah is implicitly a Jewish Omikha, and another Nisiyah is Licha, so that Hoshe is Yiddish until in Hoshe's land, so then these are the Nisiyah that is implicit in Jewish Omikha. It's not a rapture of Boaz, but these are the Nisiyah that is reduced to the Yiddish until in Hoshe's land, it is a rapture of Boaz, so there is no Maltis. So, in another example would be Baltishaks. Baltishat. So what's the tradition we call Balt? The Ika Nisea, the Ika Lav, his reference to Achilas Rimosi, Shkotzim Rimosi. But the Gemara in Maki says, and the Rambam passes it, and the Ika's Macholas Asuras, and the Ika Macholas Asuras, if somebody is Eichel, Yodayim Yisroveitz, with dirty hands, or he eats food on a dirty dish, so he's all saying about the Shabbat. Anything that is repugnant, so is in about shot. But Malkes is only higher if he eats Shkotzim Rimosi. But if he eats with dirty hands, he's not high Malkes, because that's not the Ikalav. The Ikalav is referenced to Achilas Shkotzim Rimosi, not to Achilas Divine Zoris. Or Hamash is the color, or there it's watching mice also. So maybe there couldn't be Malkes for another reason. But even Echol Yodayim Mitzvotis, there is no Malkes, because it's Lach of the Chodesh. So Chamtzvi says, the Mora says, Hayir, Lomo v'nikosu Rachmon Elav Gez Lavish. So the Mora says, Bamitzi in the Nesher, Hayir Gez Lavish, Lomo Chot Yachos Lavo Shem Lav. But, so that means, that Eishek is Nichlau Yisik and Gezel of the end is Nichlau in Lissashek Israel. But the Ikalav of Yisik has reference to the Gzele of the end, and the Ikalav of Lissashek Israel has reference to Akkasalos. Akkasalos. So that's when the Rambam and the Talmud and Zele discusses the love of the single recession, he wants to mention what is the Ikar of the recession. What is the Ikar of the recession? So that, so the single is referenced with the end. And the recession is referenced with question. Mashain came into the Gaulic Kodaskiris, he just mentioned the Gemara that Kolonikidis has all in the mentionness, but it's not the Ikar of it. It's not the Ikar of it. All right. Now, so when the Rambam, defines a sheikh as such, he defines it as of course, when he defines Yezel, he defines it as Yezel of Ger. So in the first version of the Rambam says, but there is one difference between the Rambam and the Rambam. According to the Rambam, when the Rambam defines the love of Isashi, so he also mentions almas. Even in respect, he mentions almas. Almas. So when I hear the love of Isashi, only when is there a halmas. But if it's not there, how is your Latin there? Misashi Kisayah. We told it. It was Sharamba. Is there any shake session? One more Habib is a glory that's in a body. The Hibben, Shetabu, Kova Shamon in Etzli, Bahazoke, the lawyer Zire. כי שאולו לי יתחבר על בוי וסחרס ויוטי בהיגן ויוכל היצמן כי שהוא אלם ביקוש the element of alms that's the Rambam מה שהוא כי the Rav Yo holds is in as much as the Gemara says היי גזל היי אישי אין פלקים ישחסוך אין ואישי אין סומנלה what is in final analysis according to the Rav Yo the difference between the love of the Sizzle and the love of the Sashi, the Sizzle requires the element of almas. The Sashi doesn't require the element of almas. That's not the unit between the Rambam and the Rav Yo. According to the Rambam, even by the soil, if, let's say, one the soil, lent another the soil $1,000, putting lent $1,000 to Shiva, and then moving down, and the son, his son doesn't know about the thing that Chimin owns his father. So then, some Bailey doesn't, is not aware from Chimin. So according to the Rambam, Chimin will not be able to love of his son. Because the element of Holmes is like, and he says, according to Rav Yo, the love of Misashi, she will be. So that's why the Rav Yo, but not the love of Misashi. And that's why the Akum, of course, I was saying, when he hears, doesn't know, so it's Mita. Because vis-a-vis the love of Misashi, the Torah says Misashi is the Akum. But vis-a-vis the love of Misashi, the Torah will say Misashi is the Akum. The Russian apostate is Loisashi Kesriyako, the Loisitzel, the Loisomim Pula Sofer in Far Boika. A Boika. That's what the Torah says. So, the Mangoma who says there's lacking in there, so he holds that the Riyako modifies the Loisitzel, even though it's mentioned by the Loisashi, but it modifies the Loisitzel also. The Mandoma who says his lacking is also, but of course our words is not there. He holds that the Acham modifies only in Misashi, not with Sizzle. But if he knows about it, there's an element of homes, then there is a Sizzle and of course she put him also. But if he doesn't know, the English doesn't know, there is no element of homes. Then there is only a Misashi. So by the soil, it's also, but by Akum, it's Mutal, because the Torah says it's Sashi Kesriyako, not Akum, yes.
Not what should point this out in the Rambam. Is it possible to say the opposite, but differently? In other words, according to the Rav Yo, when he says Gezel, means Oshik also. And if it's Lo Yoda, there's no Yoraisa altogether. And that's why it's Mutter. But according to the Rambam, the contrary, even Ba'alamos, Akwas Albo would be Mutter. Because the Oshaker, there's no meal to Raya, because all the Raya is after by
Oshaker. All the Pashtuns say.
But we don't pass them like Rambam.
No. All the Pashtuns, all of them say. All of them. Including the Rila Abbas, where the Rambam Shiki is that the Tafkas Al Bose is also in the Rai say.
No, it's not. But where do we see that?
No, okay. But you have to also go to the Moshe.
Yes, sir.
In Gosloy, no.
Also,
in Gosloy, no. They're
almost, but below Yoda. Of course, I go below Yoda. All right. That's what it is.
All right. That you could say. I didn't say the contrary.
I only mentioned. So, what I mean is, there might not be a derisive.
I only said there is a basic difference between Rambam and Rabbah. According to the Rambam, even the love of Nisashim requires the element of Amos. According to the Rabbah, only the love of Nisitzel involves the element of Amos. But the love of Nisashim, now the question is this. So, by Israel, of course, Amos is also. Even without Amos, even the Yiddish doesn't know. I mean, it goes without saying, no one would say that according to Rambam, if one Yisrael lends money to another Yisrael, and then the Malveh dies, and the son of the Malveh doesn't know about the Chayim, that the Levy can be made of the Yisrael. What is that? No, I'm not talking about the Yisrael. Well, how does the Malveh does? He's quiet. He doesn't say anything. He doesn't tell him. So there's no Yisrael in the Yisrael. There is no such thing as that, but they say to us, I mean, that goes without saying. I mean, I'm not kidding.